Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us now on the line is Professor Adrian Puren. He's the Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Professor, a hearty good afternoon to you, sir.
Very good afternoon to you as well. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I'm sorry I was a minute or two late.
No, it's all good. The hearty good afternoon is to prepare our listeners for somewhat of a scary subject today, and that's whether COVID-19 and people that have been infected with it could get diabetes as a result of this virus.
Yes, that is an interesting question. I think it still needs to be answered a bit more clearly. You know, as you know, there's always the association is not necessarily causation. And I think there's still much to understand. As you know, it's a bi-directional effect, and people who have diabetes have poorer outcomes. And is the virus, is it in and of itself leading up to either directly or indirectly to the possibility of causing diabetes mellitus? I guess some of the studies they are saying associations, but I think we may have to look at longer term effects in order for us to understand. Is there, for example, a predisposition in those individuals and as a consequence of the infection leading to a hyperglycemic state, and which may resolve once the infection has resolved or the inflammation has resolved? So I think there are still some questions that need to be answered.
Professor, in terms of what we've now termed long COVID, has any other ailments or disease been identified that may be as a cause of long COVID?
Yeah, I'm not aware. I mean, I think there are, you know, constellations of syndromes or particular effects, let's say neurological effects, for example, cardiac effects, psychological effects as well, not just neurological effects, which seem to be associated with that. And I think we just need to be careful about the definition, and again, the monitoring and long-term monitoring, I think, is going to be really critical to understand whether or not, you know, because I think many people have predicted that this epidemic is in two parts. The one is that acute phase, which we're going through now, and of course the sequelae, which is, as you mentioned, the post COVID syndrome, which will lead to longer term effects, which are either, as I said, affecting multiple systems. But again, I think we just need to see how that information develops over time. Yes.
And in closing, Professor, we've heard about Pi being the next variant, and that's obviously because it's the next name that will be used. Has Pi developed, or is it just being mentioned because it would be the name of the next variant if there was another variant?
Yeah, if there is another variant, it could arise from some of the current variants that we have in circulation, but none of these variants thus far are leading to, you know, expected marked increases in cases, and in particular, I think, cases around hospitalizations and deaths. So, yeah, Pi may be the next one, but we don't know if it's the current existing variants. Very often, the variants of concern are variants which arise independently, but it may well arise from, say, Omicron as well. As you know, there are various sublineages of Omicron that have been in circulation, and as you know, the BA2 in particular has become dominant, and certainly BA3 is certainly coming around. There's a lot of focus on BA4 and BA5, but we don't know what will transpire over the next few months.
Professor, thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule to update our listeners on what's happening.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Professor Adrian Puren is the Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, bringing us up to date on long COVID.